Blog Talk Radio.
But we still have a whole nother month before it's going to be wintertime. So even though it might be a little cold outside, don't start talking about it. Like, oh, yeah, it's wintertime. Yeah, don't let it get you down, baby. We still got a little bit of time left. All right. So this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Immediate gratification, long-term disappointment. This is one of the reasons why I have learned to walk towards the things that I want instead of running towards them. Now, of course, there are different ways to look at this whole situation, because sometimes if you hesitate, or if you take too long, or if you pace yourself too wide, too long, too distant, you might miss out on an opportunity that would have otherwise have been there at the time. But even when you rush to seize an opportunity, sometimes you have to do the legwork before to have thought it out. You can't always take something just because it's there. And sometimes you have to watch out for your eyes being bigger than your stomach, your eyes being better. Well, let's say your eyes being bigger than your stomach, or your desires being bigger than your wallet, your bank account, your expense account. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. So we are talking about immediate gratification, long-term disappointment. Have you ever saved up for months, for years, for something that you really wanted, something that you really wanted. You was like, I got to have this thing. I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to have this thing. I'm going to get it for myself. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the deal. I'm going to go to whoever is selling it, and I'm going to feel it. Let's put it this way. Sometimes, Stacey White says, Omar, leave ramen noodles alone. Stacey, I have definitely left ramen noodles alone. You know what? I'm going to let you interrupt me for this one. I have left ramen noodles alone years ago. And I'm going to tell you why I left ramen noodles alone. When I saw that mice don't eat ramen noodles, I stopped eating ramen noodles. I used to be a ramen noodles, oodles, and noodles, noodles, the almond, ramen, you know how. Shout out to all my ramen noodle eating ass niggas, because you know you got the bougie ramen noodle eaters that think they really the shit because they go to the Chinaman, and they get the ramen noodles with all of the Chinese writing on the pack. They think they the shit because they done went and got the exclusive Oriental noodles. You done went and got yourself the Asian noodle pack. You don't even know what's in it. You can't read none of that shit. You're like, well, this got to be the good thing because Chinaman eat this one. Chinaman don't eat that ramen noodle shit. He don't eat top ramen. He don't be eating top ramen. So I eat with Chinaman eat. Shout out to all of y'all. But yeah, once I saw that the mice won't eat ramen noodles, I stopped eating ramen noodles. And that's pretty much how I look at a lot of foods or so-called foods. If bugs won't eat it, I won't eat it. That's why I don't eat American cheese. No ramen noodles, no American cheese, no margarine. Bugs don't eat that. It doesn't decompose. I don't know what they make American cheese out of. But you got to admit, it's awfully plasticky, ain't it? Margarine. I don't know what margarine is. But anyway, get back to what I was talking about. Stacey White says, more for me. Oh, shoot. Yeah. They definitely going to sell it to you. You can have it. You can have it. You can have it. Like I said, you know, shoot. I was eating ramen noodles, oodles of noodles, whatever. I was eating them since I was like 7, 8 years old. All right. So, like I said, if you've ever saved up for a long time for something that you really, really wanted, and you had an opportunity to get what you wanted before you actually had all of the money, sometimes you can get lucky this way. So let's say you were saving up to put a down payment on a house. You were saving up to put a down payment on a house. You had been looking for a house for a long time. Maybe you were renting. Maybe you were living in a house currently. You know, you can rent a house, but you know how it is. There's a difference between when you have the deed to something and when you have a lease to something. So maybe you are really trying to get this house and you wanted this house that is a little bit out of your income range, but that's why you were saving up for it. So you could put a down payment on it enough to be able to make the monthly payments on the mortgage. All right. So, you know, you saved up. Maybe you saved up for a year. Maybe you saved up for 2 years. Maybe you saved up for 5 years. And instead of the house that you were going to get that would have been affordable for you, you may have found this other house that was a little bit out of your range. But, yo, for what they were selling it for, it was like, yo, I got to get this. Forget about that thing over there that I had my eye on that I was definitely going to get. I'm going to get this thing over here. Maybe it was a mini mansion. Maybe the thing was damn near a castle, a ranch castle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a castle that is only one floor. Whatever. Anyway, so you went ahead and took this other place because it seemed like it had a greater upside. So instead of the, I don't know, let's say quarter million dollar house that you were going to buy, like $250,000, you had a come up and were able to afford this $400,000 house. So you went ahead and dropped the money on that, and you got it. Here's the thing. Maybe it was a really nice house. Maybe it was the type of house that you have a housewarming party. People be like, dang, how did you afford this house? This is a nice house. Big house, very roomy. You know, you don't even have enough people or furniture to fill up this house. But look, man, congratulations to you. And you thinking to yourself, like, yeah, I got this house. I came up. Yeah, I said the Lord, but then bless me. You know? But you know in your heart of hearts, you can't really afford this crib. You can, and not only that, but now the crib, because it may be an older house and the maintenance costs are way more than you can afford. Now, you got the house. You got the house that you kind of wanted at that time. That's the immediate gratification at the time. I mean, that's the immediate gratification part of it. You got the crib. Everybody likes this crib, but only one person is paying for this crib. So you staring down the barrel of a 30-year commitment to try to come up with this money to pay for this house. Now, a house is always a great investment. You know, you can always borrow against the house. You can have equity in the house. You can leave the house to your loved ones. You know, I've always believed that every family should have a family house. Of course, we know that not every family has that, but I strongly believe that every family should have a family home where all of the kids can come back to this house if they should fall on hard times, or, you know, or if they are in transition to getting something of their own or whatever. But that's just the generational wealth piece of it that I've been taught. Everybody doesn't see it that way or accept it that way. That's cool. But anyway, so, you know, you bought this house and you were thinking in that way that I just described. You're thinking about generational wealth. You're thinking about having a central place for your family to be able to live, have a roof over their head. And it's a nice joint. This is a good look. The only problem is you can't really afford it. So between the mortgage itself and the maintenance upkeep, you are way in over your head. So you might wind up either falling behind on your mortgage, which you really don't want to do, or you may wind up having to take in a boarder, which you may doubly or triply not want to do. Sure, you got 5 bedrooms, but those 5 bedrooms might be for your 4 kids and you, or your grandchildren and you, or somebody that you care about, that you love, and you. But you put yourself in this position where now you have to make a move, a financial move, in order to keep your head above water. So what you gonna do? You got what you wanted. It wasn't the initial thing that you wanted, but at the spur of the moment, you got what you not only had enough money to pay for at that time, but you got a nice little show place. You could do the same thing with a car. You can do the same thing with some jewelry. You can do the same thing with a whole lot of things. Speaking of jewelry, you know, you may have wanted a iced out Jesus piece, you know, back in the 90s. You know what I mean? It was a big thing to have an iced out Jesus piece. Got you an iced out Jesus piece. You know, all the rappers used to always talk about having a Jesus piece. So, you know, for those of y'all who don't know, a Jesus piece was like one of these plates or charms or whatever. So let's take this one. This would have been in the form of the white Jesus. Because that's honestly what it was. It was the face of the white Jesus with a bunch of diamonds in it. Some people had the cross with the diamonds. You got the crucifix with the diamonds in it, all iced out. DVS stones. Anybody who has bought expensive jewelry knows that jewelry doesn't hold its value. You know how they talk about the price of gold going up? And you be thinking like, yeah, I got rings, I got earrings, I got bracelets, I got chains. But that ain't the gold they talking about. Even I'm smart enough to know that. These are expensive chains. But I know when I go to sell them as gold, I'm not going to get the gold value that I hear about so much when we looking at like the stock exchange and all of that. So you may have saved up to buy gold and diamonds, platinum and diamonds, and you think that you're buying a long-term investment that's fly visually. And then you realize like maybe I should have bought some bricks. No, not drugs. Like gold, like actual gold. Gold bricks, like they have in Fort Knox. And you can actually buy that. You can buy them for less than what you would think. But those will be a long-term investment. So buying jewelry is not a long-term investment. You're never going to get back for the jewelry that you sell anywhere near the value that you bought it for in the first place. It's not going to happen, regardless of what the price of gold is. Because, like, I've gone to my jeweler before with my shit on, and she always offers to buy it back. Like, yo, oh my, because she Ukrainian. Oh my, when you want to buy it, do you want to buy it? You want to sell this? You can sell the chain. I buy the chain back from you. I buy the chain back from you. Let me weigh it again. She be taking my shit off my neck like, yo, we can weigh it again. Yo, you can get this much. She be dead serious. Oh, my. You can get the $1,000. It's my own fault because years ago, I had a longer chain. These are like 45 inches. I had a 60. You know what I mean? I had this thing about, you know, you got to have a chain down to the dick. If it don't come down to the dick, the shit ain't sick. And I had a hard time. I was going through some hard financial times in 2012. So at the end of 2012, I gave her back my chain in a pawn type of action. I never could afford to go back and get the chain. So she always remembered that, like, you want to do it again? I'm like, no, I'm rich now. Nowhere near it. That broke my heart, too. I've never had to pawn anything in my life. I've never had to do anything like that. That broke my heart. Especially the not being able to get it back part. Because in my mind, I thought, okay, I'll pay for it like this. I'll make this and I'll get it out. It was not to be. Not at that time. Anyway, so, you know, saving up your money to buy something that you really want, like a car. You saved up all your money, put this down payment on this ride. Maybe your credit was a little subpar. Maybe your credit was good. Anyway, you wanted your payments to be cheap, so you spent all of this money to buy this car. Or maybe you bought a car outright, like I would do. Maybe you bought the car outright and yeah, the car is nice. Nice car. Showpiece. When you drive down the street, people be looking like, okay, okay, I see you. I see you. You riding Infiniti. You riding Acura. You riding Lexus. You riding Benz. You riding BMW. You riding Cadillac. You riding Lincoln. You riding Genesis. And you riding Audi, baby. You riding Volkswagen. You riding got a Porsche, my friend. You riding got a new Jaguar. Got riding Maserati. Get your far. You riding. Spend all his money on his car. And you really can't afford the car. Spend all his money on the car. You can't afford the car. Either that or the maintenance car. I mean, the maintenance cost on the car so much it ain't worth it. That would be BMW. Shout out to all my BMW riders out there. Y'all know that them cars pieces of shit. It's the ultimate driving machine. Black man's wish, right? BMW. Nothing rides like a BMW. That shit be whipping. Nothing rides like Beamer. Beamer be riding, it be whipping, it be speeding. That shit be going as fast as any other car. But that shit be leaking. BMWs be leaking. Leaking oil. Leaking fluid. You bought this car. You bought nothing but a bill. An expensive bill. Even just to get the brakes changed cost way more than domestic cars or even foreign cars that are made domestically like Toyota. Like a Toyota is technically a foreign car, but they make them in the United States. So the parts don't cost a lot. The maintenance costs don't cost a lot. Plus, you don't have to put a lot of maintenance into them because they last. They actually are well built. A lot of times you spend all this money on these European vehicles, and them European cars they leave a lot to be desired as far as the upkeep and how easy it may be to keep it on the road. Things be in the shop a lot, especially BMW, especially Audis. And everybody knows, anybody who's ever bought an Audi before knows that you can't get it fixed. You can't fix an Audi unless you take it to the dealership. And you can't take it to the dealership unless you're rich. And I'm not taking that part back. I've had those cars, even though I've only had one of each. I know the science. Make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I am your host, Sun752, and we are talking about immediate gratification, long-term disappointment. When you save up for something, or when you anticipate something, or when you put your all into something and it doesn't work out. You put your all into it, baby. You know? Like, this thing was supposed to go this way. It went that way. It was supposed to go that way. But it went left. And here you are left holding the bag. Here you are left holding the bag. There are a lot of things that you can spend your money on, save your money for, that may not turn out the way you want it to be. It could be a house. It could be a car. It could be an electronic product. Before they really got cell phones together, them shits was not doing what we needed them to do. I remember in 2012, that's when 4G phones was I ain't gonna say that's when they first came out, because I think they came out in like 2011. But they were really, you know, just starting to get them popping a lot in 2012. So I remember I wanted this 4G phone. This Samsung 4G phone. And at the time, the phone was $400. So, you know, I saved up my little money and got the Samsung phone, $400. You know, that was a lot of money for a phone back in 2012. Like nowadays, for a high-end phone, I don't even know if this was a high-end phone. I know it didn't perform like a high-end phone. This thing had the worst battery life of any phone I ever saw in my life. This phone was a nightmare. It was like a phone from hell. It sucks up. But it was a 4G phone. You know what I mean? It was a smartphone. I was just so happy to have this 4G phone. I was like, oh yeah, this is my shit. I couldn't go anywhere like that on a full charge. On a full charge, that phone might have lasted two and a half hours. And it took forever to charge. That battery thing was terrible. You know, 2012, we didn't have fast charging. Well, maybe we did. Did we? We had fast charging then? Anyway, like, that thing was a bust. And it was the only phone I had. Like, nowadays, I got plenty. You know, I got phones. You know, I got iPhone for work and other high-end phone, Galaxy S. This is a S. Anyway, yeah, I got phones, man. But at that time, I was one phone. All I got is one phone. Mm-hmm. So this phone was a big disappointment. I paid all of this money for this phone, and the phone was just terrible. It was terrible. It wasn't even fast like that. It was supposed to be 4G, but it was a terrible, terrible phone. Lesson learned. You don't always get the value that you want just because you paid a significant amount of money. Now you tell me. And that was... I could have probably gotten a better phone if I had a better deal with a better company. At the time, I was with Metro PCS, and that was way before T-Mobile took over Metro PCS. So they didn't, if y'all remember Metro PCS in its early years, they didn't have a whole big lineup of phones for you to choose from. So that 4G phone that they had available was, but that was like the top phone that they had at that time. It was terrible. Terrible. I remember with this phone, I couldn't even text and talk at the same time. There was no text and talk. No, not texting. Surf and talk. I couldn't surf the internet and talk on the phone at the same time. It wasn't. That was 2012. We're talking about 11 years ago. A lot of y'all wouldn't spend $400 on a phone now. I ain't mad at you. You spend your money the way you want to spend your money. Okay, anyway. That's how that goes. You can save up to spend your money on anything that you want, and you may find out that it just didn't pan out the way your mind movies had sketched it up. The way that you directed and produced the mind movies in your head just didn't. It just might not have. It ain't for the... Yeah, it happens. It happens. But you know another thing that you may really, really look forward to, and this may cost you money too, you may get into a new relationship. You may get into a new relationship where... This is the woman or the man that you've been wanting all your life. And that may even be in a literal sense. Maybe you have been peeping out somebody, pursuing somebody, been desiring and wanting somebody since all the way back in high school. Here you are like 45. This tea is so good. I wish y'all could taste this shit. This is yummy. Yeah. You may get with somebody that you just knew that you wanted to be with, that you just knew that you were soulmates with, that you just knew that you had compatibility with, that you just knew was the one that was for you. It could have been one of those situations where, you know, y'all look like such a good couple. You know, we all have been with somebody who, when they see it, they be like, y'all make such a good couple. Y'all are so pretty. You guys, y'all make such a handsome couple. And he said, Y'all so compatible. Y'all can almost look like brother and sister. You know how they say when you are around someone long enough that they say y'all start looking alike. Stacey White says, no, I don't know what that's like. I ain't never been with nobody I wanted. Nah, I ain't saying that. I'm not even sure what you say and know about. But it might have been somebody that you waited for. You might have waited for this person. Maybe it was never the right timing. So it was like every time you had somebody, they had somebody. No. Maybe every time you had somebody, they didn't have anybody. Maybe every time they had somebody, you didn't have anybody. Y'all, maybe some of the times y'all both had somebody at the same time. So that's not to say that you took away your energy and desire from this your current situation, but you definitely wanted to pursue that situation as soon as you got free. And hopefully you didn't do anything sinister to make your situation become free by putting your business where it wasn't supposed to be. Stacey says, you took the words out of my mouth. Okay, I got you. Okay. All right, cool. So you may have pursued somebody so strong. Maybe you pursued somebody who didn't pursue you back. It happens sometimes. Sometimes you have to convince somebody that you are the one for them. You are the one for me. You are the one for me. That was a song by SWV, 1996. But anyway, that might have been how it went. So you really, really pursued this person for years and years and years and years and years, and you finally got them. Maybe it didn't take years. Maybe you met somebody on the fly and you was like, yo, I got to have them. They so pretty, they so handsome. Not everybody chooses somebody based on their own desire. Some people choose a person for themselves based on how they look to other people. I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about. So it's like, yeah, I think they look good, but what I like about them the most is that everybody else is going to look at me with respect because my shorty is, my girl is, my love is, my wife is, but I got it to myself, I got it to me, but I love the way she shows to everybody else, and their opinion matters to me, see? See, if she didn't look good and everybody wasn't staring, I wouldn't be with her. I wouldn't be caring, but I need her to raise my status in the street. So she's the one that I meet and I met. She's the one I told to myself what I was going to get. And now she's here. She drinks too much beer. No matter what I say in her ear, she act like she can't hear. She don't listen to what the guards say. I can't control her in no way. Even when I try to tell her the right thing, she don't treat me like a king. She ain't trying to hear nothing that God has to offer. And she makes me feel like I'm softer than a pile of cotton candy. I can't get with the girl. She's like, she's like the bad girl that you really wanted. We've all been her hair. She got all of these extra body parts here. She got a BBL right back there. But I said to myself, she like Megan Thee Stallion. I got to bring her around here to my battalion. When my boy sees her, they going to be like, oh, you did it again. You was the man, my friend. Yeah, you got her. You got her. You probably paid for it, too. She She likes niggas with big money. So you had to pay big cash. You got her. You got her. You know what I mean? She was a lottery pick. And you won the lottery. Jackpot, nigga. But guess what? You ain't win nothing. You ain't win nothing but an attitude, eye rolls, neck rolls. No, I ain't doing nothing. You ain't my father. Can't tell me what to do. I'm always be me. I was the way I was before you ever came along. And if you didn't like it, you wouldn't have came. She might even be a cheater. She might even be a cheater. She got a roving eye for niggas. Same thing with a woman picking a man. You wanted this big, strapping, tight dude. He seemed like he was a catch. He was a catch, but he was a dog that liked to fetch. He's a catch, but he's a dog who liked to fetch. This nigga's trying to fuck everybody. And or you. Kevin says, man, most people suffer from this when we first get someone, all caught up in what we want in the moment. Yeah. Absolutely happens. Absolutely happens. So, yeah. You got what you want, but you ain't want what you got. You got what you wanted, but you ain't want what you got. But couldn't nobody tell you nothing. You had the money. You had the means. You had the attraction. You got it. Stacey White says, anything with a hole, huh? I don't know about that. Most of the male hoes that I know, they don't be trying to stick just anything. But just like they chose you because you was a good look, they'll find other good looks too. They'll find other looks that ain't as good. I mean, when you buy a bag of apples, all those apples ain't the same. They might have all been Honeycrisp. All exactly the same. They were similar. But they wasn't all the same. So yeah. Yeah, you got what you wanted, but you ain't want what you got. You got what you wanted, but you ain't want what you got. And you might be stuck like Chuck now. You know how it is. I don't know if y'all ever been in a situation. Have y'all ever been in a situation where you've already spent too much money, put too much time in to walk away? Like you could still walk away. And people might be advising you to walk away. But in your mind, you're like, nah. I paid too much money for this. I paid way too much money for this. I spent too much time and effort getting this thing, pursuing this thing, making this happen. I'm not walking away. I'm going to get what I wanted. Stacey says, I love Honeycrisp apples. Me too. But you know they have other apples that are comparable to Honeycrisp. I be buying these apples that are cheaper than Honeycrisp called Cosmic Crisp. I suggest y'all go out and check those Cosmic Crisp apples out. Dumb shit is good. They better than Honeycrisp to me. This shit is off the chain. Off the chain, baby. But yeah. Care Bear says, ugh, yeah. Oh, so you know what it's like to have put in days, weeks, months, years. Can't walk away without shedding tears. I said days, months, weeks, years. Can't walk away without shedding tears. I said days, weeks, months, years. Can't walk away without shedding the tears. I know they tell you to walk away, but it ain't going to happen today because I put too much time away. So I got to find me another way to make this thing happy. Keep on going, and I'm going to be pooping the show with that. I know that this can be good because I've seen this shit before, and I understood that everything don't have to go the way that I said that should go. But, yo, I've put in years. You see, I grew up this shit. This shit is here. It is mine, all mine, even if it don't work. You know, things is all yours don't always work. You got plenty of shit that ain't worked right. Some of y'all been driving cars that ain't worked in years. It ain't worked the way it was supposed to. You know how it is. You know how it is. Who out there has a car that's their car? Let me explain to y'all what I'm saying. Have you ever had a car, or do you have a car right now, that if somebody wanted to drive your car, you would have to put them on to how to drive it? It might have some little tricks, little quirks, little things that you need to know. Like if somebody try to steal your car, that ain't going to be a good look. They ain't really going to get too far because they got to do some things. You might have a steering wheel. That's a certain, that instead of the wheel being 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, that shit is more like 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. They might not know that shit. You might have, like your gas pedal might be on some other shit. Like it could be, your acceleration can be so strong that all you got to do is tap it and that shit be like, ugh. Or you might have to press your shit all the way down to get up to 80 miles per hour. You ain't got that shit fixed yet. That shit ain't in the budget right now. Or I've had cars. I had a couple of trucks that I had to start with a screwdriver. And you know what? I can't even remember how I did it, but somehow you have to put the metal part of the screwdriver between the battery. I do that shit. I remember starting my truck with a screwdriver. So whenever I parked my shit, it was secure. Ain't nobody taking my shit. I had a truck. Man, I had a truck before that didn't even have all the windows in it. I didn't give a fuck. Ain't nobody going to steal my shit. Not even if they wanted to. They can't. They don't know how to drive it. They don't know how to start this car. This shit with a screwdriver? But something like that. This is your car. If somebody wants to drive your car, you got to give them a tutorial. This is your car. Yours. This ain't nobody else's car. Yours, baby. You might have a driver's seat that only will go up, down, back, and forth for you. So if they want to get in your car and drive, they got to go on the setting that you put it there. And not because you programmed it that way, because that's the way it is. You got to let them know, oh, if you want the car to, if you want the seat to go back and forth or up and down, I got to show you, you know, you got to hold the joint. You got to hold it. Let me show you how to hold it. You got to hold it like this. Like, okay. Okay, hold it again. Okay. Anything else? Oh, yeah. When you put the key in ignition, you got to kind of push it up. Push it up and in order to start the ignition. Better than the screwdriver. This is my car. It ain't made for nobody else. So that's how it is when you've had, first of all, I know I veered off and start talking about how everything that you own doesn't always work the way it's supposed to work. Sometimes it only works for you. But that's what getting to know a person is too. And sometimes we buy things or we pursue things that we think we know enough about, but it turns out that we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Man, sometimes you have a product that you've gotten used to not working the right way so long that when you finally get it fixed, you don't even know what to do. Like, you done got it fixed. Now you're like, this thing done lost its unique qualities. It lost its unique quality, baby. But anyway, Caribbean said, I feel attacked. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I'm just trying to bring the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about immediate gratification, long-term disappointment. Immediate gratification and long-term disappointment. Norman. But yeah. So you may have pursued somebody for so long. You put too much time in to just drop this ball. You know, it's like being at the carnival, baby. It's like being at the carnival and you done tried to win this big ass stuffed toy. So you've been pitching dimes or quarters or nickels, whatever. You done that shit. You already down damn near $75. But then you gotta get this big toy to make it worth it. Yeah, you paid $75 for that big stuffed animal. You can't stop now. You can't stop now. You too close. And yeah, it might take you up to $80, $85. But you gotta go home with that stuffed toy. You've come too far. You've come too far to turn back now, sir. We shall soldier on. We shall soldier on. Hold on. Y'all know we got music. I forgot to tell y'all can call into the show. If you want to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number. The number that I said 319-527-6199. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shot. Come on now. Blog Talk acting funny. Come on. This thing be lagging. Lagging. All right. Come on. Pin in the Osman. Okay, let's go. Yo, hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe. Yo, the people coming in the door, I'm wondering what they came here for.
wall. You gotta give it up. I make the call, and so I say we can get through it all, y'all. And whoever was to play today, you gotta put a little money in the pot, then it gets hot. And I'm not like a side, I'm gonna mess with no side, but they can come in too, cause they still hot. They come together, we make more sons, more sons, more daughters. I got more out here, and I know you don't care, but I know that you care about my life. Whether it's hot or cold weather, you have to plan yourself like you're gonna have a lot of wealth. And wealth is not just money for the world. Wealth is not just money that you have in your bank account in your real large, large amount. It's the thing that you have in your mind. You get my right money, you want mine. You want to pull yourself out and get that round together.
I've experienced this with a job before. Took a job for the money and the position, but I was miserable at the job. It wasn't worth the dollars and cents. Oh God. Now I feel attacked. Not that long ago. And not really all that far away. I took this hellified gig, and all they wanted to do was play. And my big check, they took so much taxes out of it, and I didn't want to share, but they took it away from Don't you remember you took this fucked up job, baby? They told you that you was gonna be the man. Baby. I'm like, fuck you. The CEO too. Did me wrong, did me wrong, I feel attacked. Shit, that might describe my situation right now. Right now, brothers. Right now, sister. I wasn't going to bring up no job. Normally, on every show, I bring up a job. I was going to skip it this time. Care Bear said, bow, bow, bow. Since you want to bring up a car, bow, 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 bow. What's up now? What's up now, nigga? I ain't know. I was just, you know, I ain't know. Don't you remember when I had peace of mind, baby? Whew, Lord. I'm sweating now, man. I'm getting hot. You know what I mean? Blowing them notes. Blowing them notes. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here singing today. You about to do these birthday shout-outs, man. You know, I was about to do these birthday shout-outs because I don't like the way nothing is going anymore. We go do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. William Frazier, happy birthday to you, my brother. And also Shay Johnson turning 41 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Million Dollar Dom turning 39 years old today. And also Jessica Judkins turning 43 years old today. And Seiji Thompson, happy birthday to you. And Wanda Connor turning 62 years old today. And Ray Anwar Pollard, happy birthday to you. And Rashad Pollard. And they are the same person. It's all good. Love is love. And also Rashad Pollard is turning 41 years old today. And Marvin Elliott, happy birthday to you. And Nicole Millsip, happy birthday. And my man, my brother, my mella, my man, Sean Clay, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1991, my girl, Rhonda Jones Fitch, happy birthday to you, ma. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious November 26th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't everybody can hear you. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you might save up for out. A brand new star, and yo, you might save up for some jewels, some other thing that is bought by fools, and yo, you may be waiting for somebody to come on through and be with you, but you never know how things are going to turn out, especially when you haven't thought the things out. Sometimes you have to watch the moves that you about to make and watch the steps that you about to take in the faking moves while you're taking moves. Yo, you might not be able to get in the groove, but you live and you learn. You got to wait your turn. You might get cool. You might get burned. But, yo, one thing, that's for sure, is going to put the wisdom in your court. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love. We will be back tomorrow with another Daily Go-Get-Em-ism show. Like somewhere in 11 o'clock hour. Let's just keep it a biz up. Somewhere in 11 o'clock hour, we will be back with the Daily Go-Get-Em-ism show. I want y'all to have a great day today. You know what I mean? I'm going to the Eagles game today. We play the Buffalo Bills. That should be a good game, very challenging game. And I expect us to reign victorious because that's what we do. We only lost one game this season. You know what I mean? Nobody else can boast that. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks.